This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So a little setup, if I may. My background as a young man, I started the martial arts when I was 13 years old. There was an ad in a paper. It was a young black belt who just beat a young brown belt who just beat a black belt. And when his school opened up, from time to time, we would have this visitor come in from the University of South Carolina. He was the captain of the karate team. He later became other things, moved along. He brought along a cadre of people with him, including his brother Steve, people like Mike Goldman and such. And these guys were phenomenal. And I free-sparred with him one time. That was a big mistake. But he went on to be the biggest fighter of the 1980s. He won literally everything. And then when that was done, when he'd won everything, then he became a movie actor. And now he has segued, and he's going to take all these life lessons he's learned, and he's going to try to reach out to children to help them with his new book, Victor Beats the School Bully, or Defeats the School Bully. I probably have gotten that wrong. But anyway, this is actually a sort of a treat for me because it's been a long time. Last time I stood across from him, he was beating me up. But joining me now from Atlanta, Georgia, is Keith Vitale. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What a great intro. I've never heard that before. I beat up the host. That's my intro. I love it.
That's it. Well, hey, I don't know how many more you'll get like that one. This is probably sort of unique, unless you were on Teddy Hefner's show. Teddy does radio as well. Let's talk a little bit about what sets you up for this, what segued you to this. I mean, you have a very disciplined background, and you came from a time you know, for those of you that weren't alive in the 80s and the 70s, you don't know what you missed. You just don't know what you missed because, especially in the martial arts, this was a time when people were, the whole thing was changing over. And you existed with the you know, some of the contemporaries you existed with, you fought, you beat. It's a veritable who's who. But all of that comes with discipline. What do you think about the discipline the martial arts instills in a young person?
It's the cornerstone, it's the foundation of our entire martial arts, karate. I don't care what field you're in, what you study. It's the basis of everything, is having the tenets of martial arts. And it's the tenets of martial arts that drew me to it. And it's courtesy and respect and integrity and perseverance, self-control and discipline and positive attitude. All those ingredients make a well-rounded martial artist. And if you kind of remove any of those, just pick one, respect or courtesy, you have somebody disrespectful, well, he's not going to be a well-rounded martial artist. Or if he's not disciplined, if he doesn't have a good attitude. So I was really, you know, enamored by the fact that this was like, we had Bruce Lee when I was coming up, and you really had to be just a phenomenal disciplined athlete. I had a head start. I was very fortunate because in high school, I went to a wonderful high school in Columbia, South Carolina called A.C. Flora.
I know it. I know it well. I would have graduated from Lower Richland. Did we just lose the guest? It sounds to me. All right. The name of the book is Victor Stops the School Bully. It's a book dealing with the issues that so many kids experience when moving to a new school. Victor's a 10-year-old boy who is nervous about such a move as anybody would be. That happened to me. I wasn't 10. Guided by Mr. Mike, his karate instructor, and his training, Victor deals with his new teacher, his new classmates, issues with honesty and integrity, and learns how to handle the school bully. And that is available on Amazon. And as we're still trying to get Keith back, the thing about Keith and the group he came from, which instructor Mike, Mr. Mike, is based upon my instructor, Mike Geneva. Keith and Mike and a guy named Bruce Brucci, who I trained with handguns, not that recently, but I still see him on a regular basis. Did we get it back?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful. I have no idea what happened.
It's like, but I said, I don't know how we existed before these mobile phones came along. I just don't know.
I was very fortunate because I attended A.C. Flora High School, and at a very early age, I started running track. I mean, I started the mile run and cross country, et cetera, and I became a long-distance runner, and I did very well, and it was a wonderful setup for the martial arts. You cannot be an accomplished distance runner if you don't have discipline. Because, you know, you ask anybody, or if you've done it yourself, when you start running 20-mile runs, there's ample time during the 20-mile runs that you want to quit and stop. And so what you do is you just persevere, and you just develop this I-can-do attitude, this discipline, and then you complete that. Plus, it gave me strong legs, great cardiovascular. So when I tried a new sport in the early 70s, it was karate, and I walked in with the strongest leg you've ever seen because I've been running 20 miles a day. And then I had a great wind in cardiovascular because of the distance. And I used to laugh about this, but I could beat up anybody in the world if they're tired. If you get somebody in the ring and they can't raise their arms or their legs, you know, and I had that advantage of everybody. I'd be in the fifth round of fights now just getting started where they were sometimes just totally exhausted. So that moved me into a wonderful career in the martial arts, and I started the program at the University of South Carolina. It was a club, and when I first started there, it was just like an after school we get together. And then I got it budgeted, and then USC, University of South Carolina, actually budgeted and sent me on tournaments and actually paid for my training. And so I started the first collegiate program in the United States. And then from there, in spite of myself, because we traveled and trained with the best, guys like my brother Steve and Michael Goldman and Richard Jackson and Tony Bell and John Orrick, we all on this team together, we got better in spite of us just wanting to go have a good time because we traveled the country and trained with the best. But I was drawn to the martial arts because of the discipline element, and then I got so involved with teaching kids. I had karate schools in Atlanta. When I got out of college, I went to work for a guy named Joe Corley.
Yeah.
And he was wonderful. He's, you know, he started the PKA, the full contact karate on TV, on ESPN. It started before MMA had even thought about being MMA.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, I mean, you participated in the second full contact karate match in the United States, didn't you, in 74?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. At the Township Auditorium.
Yep.
And I fought a guy, and I get this, he had beaten... Probably he'd beaten me in tournaments because he was there before I was, and so he was already much more experienced. He had beaten me 8 or 9 straight times in tournament point fighting. So now I have to fight him in a full contact match, and Mike Geneva, who fights next, he had to fight his instructor, a guy named Sam Chapman.
Yep.
And so we went back to back, and I was very fortunate that night to win in front of my family and thousands of people, and then Mike Geneva got in there, and Mike hit this guy, Sam Chapman, with a sidekick and just knocked him out. The guy couldn't continue fighting. So really was what started our career. We were extremely excited about it.
Let me get you to hang on. We're coming up on the first break. You can find out about Keith and his career and his books by going to KeithVitaliEnterprises.com. When we get back, we're going to go back to what has guided Keith because, you know, we've covered the martial arts, and we're going to go into the other parts of it. And then we're going to get to this book. And right now I've got the busy throat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. My guest is Keith Vitale. I've had the pleasure of free sparring with him. It's a little bit like free sparring with the Tasmanian devil with technique. I always found that fascinating about you, because you could be going right and then stop at and spin left. And it was impossible. And I didn't know whether, you know, when I'd watch you, I'd try to figure out, is that going to be linear? Is that going to be circular? And you can never tell. And I guess that's why you were in so many halls of fame, and were, how many times were you the fighter of the year?
Three times consecutive. The thing I'm most proud about that is I weighed 150 pounds, and it was for all weight classes. And when you fight, you have to fight all weight classes. And so all my championships, normally I was up against the heavyweight, somebody, you know, 6'4", 250, or whatever the case might be.
Right, in the black belt division,
long
right?
Legs. Yeah, black belt division. If you were a black belt from any style system around the world, I fought you. And I wasn't cocky, but I remember this quick story. One time I was at the airport in Miami getting ready to fight a national tournament, and two big guys came up to me and they said, "Oh, so you're Keith Vitale. We're here to kick your fanny." And I laughed and I said, "Well, do you want to fight now?" And they go, "What do you mean?" They said, "No, we'll fight you at the tournament." I said, "Well, no, I'm the number one fighter in the country. I've never heard of you two guys. And if you were anybody, I would know who you are. So I know you're not that good. So if you're going to fight me, the only chance you have now is to fight me now, because you'll never fight me in the tournament." And then they said, you're a jerk. And they walked off. And I said, "Where are you going, guys?" But the top fighters know who they are. And we were so fortunate, because Columbia was the hotbed of martial arts.
Absolutely.
And what we did was so different. We took my gentleman, I, and Bruce Bucci, and we had some wonderful cast of characters, so many, Pete Manchi and Andy Seltzer, and all these wonderful guys, and we started training together. Only probably 50 in the nation, we all trained together, regardless of our affiliation, our schools. You know, Mike was with Barku, and I was at the University of South Carolina. Bruce was someplace else. Everybody, all the affiliations, we all got together, we all trained together. So we all, I guess we gained this knowledge, and we all got better together. And then we got very fortunate. We brought a guy down, his name is Joe Lewis. We brought him down from California, and
yeah,
he was the number one fighter in the world, and he introduced movement. And so when he introduced movement, I was so fortunate to be at a time in the history of martial arts where most of the fighters were standstill fighters. So
well,
here I am now.
He learned movement from Bruce Lee, right?
He learned from Bruce Lee. And the thing about it is, even my instructor learned the psychic from Bruce Lee. So we had phenomenal just knowledge. And so now imagine this. We are now fighters, probably one of the few fighters in the nation, in the world, that are moving. And imagine Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer, fighting a standstill fighter. And the fighter never moves. And Sugar Ray is just dancing around. And that's, so I was very fortunate. I guarantee you today I probably couldn't have done what I did, but I was so fortunate to come up in a time where I was a fighter that moved, had great kicks because I was trained by the very best in the country. And then I had strongest legs because of my track and great cardiovascular. So when I entered the ring, I always thought I was going to win. I had that confidence and that discipline because I knew I'm fighting. I don't care how big you are or where you're from, what style you took, kung fu or whatever, it didn't matter. Because I would walk in the ring and bow, and I'd always smile to myself and think they had no idea what's getting ready to hit them in the head. They just didn't know, because I don't look like I'm only, you know, right at 5'11 and 150 pounds. So your first assumption is I'm just going to run over this guy, and that's not going to work. And then after about three moves into the fight, I could see their face expressions just change, going, "What in the world am I doing fighting this guy?" And then it's nothing but just, you know, because we trained together, we got better together, we traveled around the world together, and we fought. Again, I have to say, a lot of the fighters we fought, South America and Europe, were standstill fighters. And I used to tell them, sometimes I couldn't miss. If I wanted to miss, I couldn't miss, because you're standing right there. You know, so if you throw a technique and it's a fake and they go for it, it just opened them up. But I always thank the Bruce Bruchis and Mike Genovese and all my friends there, that we all trained together, that we all became better, and then we all got into South Carolina Hall of Fame together. So it's just been a wonderful 30, 40 years of friendship and bonding.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing that I have noticed, and I haven't been in the martial arts for a long time, but when I was observing it with you three, with Bruce was big. And Bruce was intimidating. And Mike was cagey. Mike would study a fighter, and he'd be looking for that. Like, if he's going to throw a back fist, he'd look for his hand to go down 6 inches before he does it, and then he'd be all over him, and then he'd be out. You would overwhelm them because you reminded me of a taller Benny Urquidez, just because you were just that fast, and you could plant and stop and change direction and everything else. And everybody that was associated with you, Mike Goldman, he looked the same way. Your brother Steve, he looked the same way. So, I mean,
I trained with Benny Urquidez, so I could fight him as well. So, yeah. But, you know, so here's the difference. I was probably as confident as you can get. Bruce Brucci was just wonderful person. He had great technique. He was really big. But Mike Genova, he was the funniest of all of us. We'd go to different states and different national tournaments, and at first they walk up to us, and, you know, we're not 6 foot three or, you know, 6 foot five. They just couldn't imagine we could be this good. And Mike would always reply, they go, you know, people were talking trash back in the 70s and 80s. They were going, sure, we're going to kick your ass. And Mike would go, he'd look at him and go, not only are we going to kick your ass, we're going to take your girl before we leave. And then they go, don't take our girls. Please don't take our girls.
Yeah, that was also, when I found out all of you guys were married, I was stunned, to be honest with you.
My goodness, that was hilarious. Mike would make me laugh so hard, and those guys were just, we had a great just group of guys, and we traveled everywhere together, so what a great time. And then I was fortunate because I did well, and the better I did, and then I got the ratings, you know, became the number one fighter in the country, in the world, basically, and then I had a lot of magazines. And back then, fighting magazine companies would take the good fighters and put them on covers. Mike had them. We all had covers. And I was on 13 covers in just a couple of years. So that's when Hollywood discovered me off a couple of the magazine covers, because they're always looking for a new star. And every time you
we're going to segue into that. We're coming up on the next break. I want to hear all about that, because I followed that when I was in Europe, seeing you on all those covers. And my guest is Keith Vitale. You can find him at KeithVitaleEnterprises.com. Go check out his book, Victor Stops the School Bully. That is his new one. We're going to get to that in just a second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are to blame for stalled negotiations on a new economic stimulus package.
While Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues went home, this president remained hard at work.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also saying that Democrats are rushing back to Washington, D.C. to deal with what she calls a manufactured crisis involving the U.S. Postal Service. As far as what the president would like to see out of the Postal Service,
he wants to make the post office solvent, and he mentioned Amazon needing to raise the price of packages for Amazon as a way to help the solvency with the post office.
While campaigning in Darien, Wisconsin, Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would bring socialism to the United States if elected. This is USA Radio News. Day three of the Democratic National Convention continues on Wednesday, with Senator Kamala Harris expected to accept the nomination to be the Democrats' choice for vice president. The prostitution case against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft could unravel after a court ruling regarding some of the evidence in the case. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The 4th District Court of Appeals in West Palm Beach says police violated Kraft's rights and the rights of several other suspects who were secretly videotaped at a day spa in early 2019. The decision bars the use at trial of the video purportedly showing Kraft and other men paying for and engaging in prostitution at the now-closed Jupiter business. The court ruled Kraft's rights were violated under the 4th Amendment to the Constitution, which protects against unreasonable search and seizure. Prosecutors had appealed a similar ruling from a lower court judge. It's unknown whether the case will be heading to the Florida Supreme Court.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. My guest is Keith Vitale, just recently promoted to 10th degree black belt, which I believe that's about as far as anybody's going to go. You and Mike and Bruce all got promoted at the same time. I thought that was splendid. Let's talk a little bit about, you were talking about segueing going into film. Tell me about that, because I know some people that have done that. It's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
I'll tell you a funny story, too. I'm teaching karate for Joe Corley at a studio in Atlanta, Georgia. And I've been on a lot of covers, and I'm the number one fighter in the country, so I'm doing very well. Mike Jenner at the time is number 10 in the country. So together, we're traveling together, training together, we're enjoying life. Now, Mike's my best friend, right? So all of a sudden, I'm teaching class. And my wife at the time, Kathy, comes out. She was working at a school. She comes out and interrupts the class and says, "You have a phone call." So I go, "I'm busy." She says, "No, it's important." So I go get the phone, and it's a lady. And she says, "Hi, my name is Priscilla McDonald. I'm from Canon Films. I'd like to offer you a three movie deal to come to California." And I said, "Oh, that sounds great." I said, "Tell Mike Jennifer to kiss my ass." And I hung up on him, and I walked back out in the class. So she comes back out, the phone rings again, she comes, she says, "I think this girl's upset, you need to go talk to her." So I go talk to her, and I go, "Hello," she goes, "First of all," she says, "I don't know who this Mike Jenner guy is, but you're getting ready to lose a three movie deal if you don't listen to me." And I said, "Oh my," and I almost blew everything, because I just thought Mike Jenner was setting me up. And she said, "We've seen you in some magazines, we'd like you to come out," and I did my first movie called Revenge of the Ninja. And you would not believe this. Revenge of the Ninja started the ninja craze in the entire world. I was so fortunate to be in my first movie. They got a theatrical release in every theater in the United States because MGM decided to pick up their first martial arts movie and said, let's just try it. And it became a bonanza success. It was a one-off success. And I played with a guy named Shokasugi, who was a ninja. And then I get killed at the end. And people take those movies seriously. And it was a really great role for me to have, my first one. And so my first one hit a national theatrical release, and now I'm in every theater. And so I couldn't have had a more blessed life. And then I get a phone call right after that. Chuck Norris calls me up and says, Keith, you did a great job. And we're good friends, and we're talking. And I really appreciated him reaching out to me because he was my mentor, who I looked up to. And then I get another phone call just a day later, and they said, we'd like you to go to Spain and make a movie with a guy named Jackie Chan and Benny Arquitas. And so a day later, they asked me if I had my passport. And I said, I've got it in my hand. Let's go. The next day, I was on a plane. I flew out to Barcelona. And for 3 months, I lived with Jackie Chan. And at that time, he was really working on his English. And so he wanted to talk a lot and practice his English and tell me stories, even sing to me. And I go, Jackie, we don't sing to each other, but apparently we do in China. And he's a big singing star in Japan, but I didn't know that. And I go, but Jackie, listen to me. We don't sing to each other. And he would just start singing his songs. And but my gosh, was he a phenomenal athlete and great martial artist. And then we had Sammo Hung, who became a big star here as well.
Right.
And then another guy named Yuen Bao. So these three were legends all over the world. And so now I've done a movie with them, with Benny Arquitas, who's the toughest fighter in the world. And Benny and I would train and fight together on our off days. And then we'd shoot and just had a wonderful time. And then I met my good friend Keith Strandberg. And Keith Strandberg is the one who discovered Van Damme and put him in his first movie, No Retreat, Surrender 1.
Right.
And we were good friends, and he said, let's do some movies together. So we started doing movies together, and we did a series of them, and then I became a producer. Keith taught me how to produce, and we started producing films and taking them to the film festivals. And what a wonderful career. It was so nice. I was so, after all of this, I think it was kind of cool. This year, they flew me out to California. It was right before the coronavirus started. Actually,
right.
It was the first week, because I was noticing people having masks on the plane. I couldn't believe it. And so I went out there, and Los Angeles Museum, Karate Museum, or Martial Arts Museum, they honored me with a Keith Vitale Day. And so I came out, and they gave me a plaque. They had my life story. They had my old directors and producers and people I did movies with. Some of my fighters all came out. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, event honoring me that day. And it was kind of nice. It's like, I kept on telling people as they were talking about me, I'd go, excuse me, I'm not dead. I'm alive. I'm sitting right here, because it felt like a wake. Everybody's standing up and telling testimonies, but it was cool. So I've been blessed. I've had great friends, great career, and I happen to be at the right place at the right time in the movie world, because those movies were the cult movies of the time.
Right.
They're gone. That era is gone. You'll never see the era again, because then the only place you could find martial arts techniques were in martial arts movies. So there was like just a handful of years. If you wanted to see karate, go see a karate movie. And I was doing movies during that era. No special effects, just hardcore, just badass
practical
karate. And it was wonderful.
Yep.
Now,
real stuff.
Now karate is in every movie. So you don't need, per se, karate movies, because martial arts is almost in every movie. I don't care if it's Tom Cruise or a six-year-old girl doing spinning kicks. You know, so everybody does martial arts. There's no need for the martial arts. That whole era is gone. And so it was wonderful to be part of that era and really work with some wonderful people. I worked with John Barrett and all the Lauren Avadon on No Retreat, No Surrender 3. And Keith and I, he was my best friend in the movie world. And we go all over the world together. And so, I really loved the martial arts as my foundation. I was blessed to have a pretty successful movie career at the same time.
Is Mike Goldman, doesn't he work for Disney?
He did, not anymore.
Okay.
And,
I was about to say.
Mike was one of my students, and Mike was a good-looking guy, so talented martial artist, and he would win acting awards in college, and he'd play plays. I never did any of that stuff. But yet I was the one that went on to do movies. It should have been Mike Goldman.
He went in a different direction. I mean, your brother Steve went in and became a colonel in the Marine Corps. Had a whole career in the Marine Corps.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
Steve is one of those guys. He was a badass when we used to fight him. And then and when he went into the Marine Corps, nothing changed. So, yeah, we're so proud of him and his service.
That's the thing about the military time. I was in the Army, so you get to wear their same clothes each and every day. I want to segue into the part of you that has become the author. We're getting ready to go into the next segment. We got one more break coming up. You actually have one book that's being used as a textbook at USC.
Well, I wrote four books, but they were technical books. How to? Here's how you kick. Here's how you move.
Right.
Here's what you do. So I wrote those, and one of them got picked up beginning karate. And it was wonderful. Did like 30,000 copies. It was incredible. I had so much success in that. And then years later, I was so interested in kids' development and everything.
Hang on to that. Hang on to that because we're coming up on the break. I want to talk about those two because that's the whole linchpin to why I asked you here. But I guess that makes you and Bill Wallace the only two guys that have books as college textbooks, right?
Probably so.
There you go. My guest is Keith Vitale. You can find him at Keith Vitale Enterprises, Vitali. And if, like I said, if you weren't interested in the martial arts in the 70s and 80s, you have no idea what you missed. When we get back, we're going to talk about what became his focus as he gives back to the community. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I don't know why I've got the busy throat. I know I was in Columbia earlier today, but it's not like I went to another hemisphere. Joining me this hour is Keith Vitale. He was the Fighter of the Year almost all of the decade of the 80s. Prior to that, in the 70s, he was fighting full contact. He was second guy to fight full contact in the United States on the second card ever, right after the PKA Karate Championships out of L.A. And a movie star. Been in many films with many legends, with many martial arts legends. And now you're writing books. And I wanted to ask you this. Do you still teach?
No, but I still work out. I have my own gym, you know, at the house with a bag, and I do my sit-ups and pull-ups and all of that, and then I love hitting kick in the bag. It just never goes away. It's the most enjoyment, kicking that bag. The bag doesn't hit back. Probably that's why I like hitting the bag so much, but no, I don't teach.
Does Joe Porter still have karate studios in Atlanta?
Yes, he does, but I do teach my grandson, and I will teach my granddaughter. She's 3. My grandson is 10. Sam, that's the one who I co-wrote this new book with, and I've been teaching him since 3 years old. So, no, it's a private instruction for him. I really want him to know everything that I know when he grows up.
Well, send him my way. I'll tell him how absolutely bad with two D's his granddad is. let's talk about the first book, because what drew you to the whole idea of trying to fight bullying in schools?
Well, and here's the thing, and it's misleading a little bit. Bullying's in the title. I have a book out I've had out for years. It's called Bullyproof Your Child, and it's a very extensive book, thick book with photographs and how to defend yourself and strategies against bullies. But I really wanted to promote martial arts with this new book. And I really truly believe that I want to use martial arts to create a better world, because I think if the world all had the tenets of martial arts, the respect and courtesy and self-control and discipline, we'd be better in school and universities and work and everything else. So I had this idea for a book. I used my good friend Mike Geneva as the mentor, as the instructor. I had him drawn by the illustrator. And then I started writing the book about a little boy who's 10 years old who's moving to a new school. But here's the point. It's not only about bullying. It's about he has all these fears and anxieties of a little boy or girl, anyone who would be moving to a new school. And the idea, the hook is he uses his lessons, his skills he learned in the martial arts, you know, especially through my training with Mike Genema, that he uses to, like, simple things. Like, he's nervous about meeting new friends, meeting the new teacher, how to deal with somebody cheating your test or integrity, all these little things. So I have aspects of the martial arts all through the book and how the martial arts helps everyone, especially a child, how to deal with life issues. And then at the end, I do deal with the bullying in a non-aggressive way. I didn't teach Victor to fight the bully. I just, you know, there's strategies on how to incorporate the bully into your life and using different strategies. But right. I've always been interested in the bullying. When I was on the Oprah show, I did the Oprah show as the expert on bullying. And my first video, I produced this video called Self-Defense for Kids years ago. And it went throughout the whole country. I was so proud of that video. And again, the basics is this about martial arts. Kind of, I differ from a lot of instructors around the world. When you come take martial arts, they teach you how to punch and kick and elbow and grab the groin and knee. And my theory was this. I was so interested in kids' development, leadership training. And I always said this, and 9 out of 10 times, if a child's going to be picked on, bullied, it's going to be by somebody they know, a friend at school or on the playground. It's going to be most of the time your brother or sister. So I didn't want to teach these kids how to come in and smash them to the groin and elbow them in the nose and break their nose. So I developed these techniques that you could defend yourself without hurting the other child. And so that's what got me on the Oprah show and got my video all over the country. You know, and then now, same thing with Victor. I want Victor to become an all-rounded, confident boy, but it's not easy. I came from Italy when my dad was in the service, in the Army. And we lived in Italy, and I came back to America in the third grade. I was Victor. I was that little boy who was nervous and had all these anxieties. And guess what? My grandson, Sam, he just transferred to school to the third grade himself, and he went through the same thing. I said, my goodness, I'm going to write a book about just moving to a new school and having to deal with it, but using the martial arts as the guide. And then I was writing the book, and my grandson, Sam, was there. And he goes, "Granddad, nobody talks that way." I said, "What do you mean? That's how little boys talk." He goes, "No, they don't." I said, "All right." And I started asking him line by line. And then I guess, congratulations, you're co-writing this book with me. It was smart because, you know, I don't know the perspective of a 10-year-old, but Sam is 10 and he did. It was wonderful. He said things I didn't even know the kids would talk. And so we put that in the book, and I'm so proud to have my first book. I'm going to do a series of 3 books, and my first one has co-written with my grandson, so, oh, my goodness, I couldn't be more proud. But the book has already received phenomenal national reviews. I'm so pleased, and on many fronts, to write the book with Sam and also to have Mike as featured instructor in there, that I can honor him that way.
I mean, Mike has become like a community leader in Colombia.
He's a better instructor than you would not believe how great of an instructor. You would pay money to just listen to him talk. It's all common sense. It's common sense.
I used to, Keith.
Yeah. Well, guess what? So I think we need to take what I'm writing in these books and what we're teaching in the martial arts, and we have to go back and reform schools, preschools, and beginning grades. And it's simple. All you have to do is use these same tendencies as martial artists. You know, we come into a class in martial arts, first thing you do is you stand there and you bow and you give respect to your teacher. The teacher gives respect back. That's what needs to be done at every school. And if you have
this, you're getting a little bit of pushback on that, aren't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, of course you would, because that goes against the, you know, free in Rome. But I had one of the charter schools in Atlanta. It was a troubled school, and they called me up. They said, "Could you help us?" So I came down there, and I said, "Give me 30 of your just worst kids, problem kids, terrible, whatever you think, give them to me." And I came down there, and the teacher says, "We can't work with them." Kids were just running down the hall, cursing the teachers out. They weren't even in class. I didn't know that's what happened in schools. You know, in public schools, it just sometimes it just runs rampant. So I said, "Give me these 30." I introduced myself. I bet within 30 days, I had the staff of the charter school all come and watch an exhibition, and every single teacher broke down crying. They could not believe what I did with these kids. These were the most talented, wonderful, giving kids you've ever seen. They needed discipline. They needed parameters. They just needed somebody to give them hope and guidance.
Yeah.
So I took those kids. And then when the teachers told me, Keith, you're a martial artist. We can't discipline them the way you did. And I went, oh, my gosh. But without discipline. But I was telling the child.
Well, they think you were beating them with a bamboo pole or something?
Right. And all you have to do is I tell them, I go, if you move, stand. Do not move a muscle. Stand there. When I talk, you say, yes, sir. Now, but I was their instructor, and they were loving and wonderful. And the demonstration they did made the teachers cry. And I said, listen, I gave these kids hope. I just told them if they follow their dreams, keep working and keep on this path, and discipline is the key. And that's the key. So I know I've done it. I know I've trained thousands of kids. I have great instructors, friends around the country have done it. So martial arts is the secret, I think, to our success in our country. If we're going to survive, it's so divisive right now. If we're going to move forward, somehow we have to go back to square one, get back into our fundamentals in school. And I'm not talking like I'm an old person.
I tell you what. We're running out of time here.
Okay.
We didn't even get to touch on the conservative parts of what you want to do. So if you want to do this again, we certainly will. You can find Victor Stops the School Bully on Amazon. Go to KeithVitaliEnterprises.com. Mr. Vitale, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Bill, it has been a total pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.